Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here on Total Transformation Radio, and today's topic, peace be with you. And our scripture reading is found in Isaiah 26, verse 3, in the New Living Translation of the Bible. And it reads, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Amen. We would like to thank all of our listeners and radio show sponsors, and follow us on our website at TotalTransformationMedia.com. God bless you and welcome again. Hey, First Lady. Hey, Marcia.
Hey.
We in the house.
That was spot on.
And we're in our transforming segment. Amen. And but the reality, we want to talk about the second, you know, week in Advent.
Yes.
The second week in Advent. But before we do that, Marcia, can you open us up in prayer? To God be the glory.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today, Lord. We thank you that this is the day that you have made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful to come together once again, Lord, to be impactful to the world who hears us over the airways, Lord. Let us decrease as you increase, and we thank you for the peace that you bestow upon us, Lord, to be able to do all the things that you've created us to do. May people receive peace today through this show. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. And the Advent season is a time of reflection and anticipation, and we're focusing on the theme of peace this week, peace or shalom in Hebrew. And it holds a profound significance in biblical scriptures.
Yes.
And it resonates across various real life situations. My God, my God, my God. Peace, my God, be with us and be upon us. Can we talk about that for a moment?
You know, Isaiah 9:6 just lays it out so well. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Whenever I think about this second week in Advent, that is the scripture that really sticks out to me, because he is our Wonderful Counselor. He is a Mighty God. He is our Everlasting Father. And he came into the world to be the Prince of Peace. And I'm just so grateful that when we can cast our cares on him, he gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. There could be chaos, there could be adversities all around us, but there's something about the shalom of God that we just rest assured on his promises, knowing that he will bring us through whatever we're going through without smelling like smoke.
Come on, come on. And peace, my God, peace. When I think of peace, I think of the transformational component of peace. When you're peaceful, you can walk into a room and change circumstances by the power of the Holy Ghost. Peace comes upon you, people all around you might be in chaos, in foolery, you know, all over, jumping around, excited. And when you have the shalom of God, the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding, you can be a game changer for Christ.
Come on. When I think of peace, I think of strength.
Yeah.
In your storms, I think of strength in your body, in your mind, in your health. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. But that shalom peace is that tranquility. That tranquility that says it doesn't matter what fire I'm going through, like you said, I'm going to come out not smelling or looking like smoke because I trust the God that created me. So when you think of shalom, it's like it's all encompassing, nothing broken, nothing that you have to worry about. So you have to learn how to lean in on the Father and the Holy Spirit through you to keep you in his perfect peace. And when I even look at scripture, Isaiah 32:17, it says, and the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. You have to trust that God is going to bring that expected in, that he has a hope and a future on you. I get it because I'm going through right now, but I have his peace.
Come on.
I have the promise that he told me that it will be yes and amen, that he'll take care of my needs because I seek him first. I'm here on this radio today pushing and pressing into the will of God, and we're just vessels. So in my brokenness, in my tiredness, in your weariness, God can give you peace in the midst of your situation if you allow him to.
Yeah.
Allow him to envelop you in his arms. Allow him to cover you and coddle you to know that it's going to be all right, because it is. He brought you through before. He brought you through before. He takes you from glory to glory. So there's a peace in knowing that his will be done in my life. I don't have to worry. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to even do it in my own strength. He's strong in my weakness. Those things should give you a peace.
Come on.
To know that he's not only with you, but he's going before you to make every crooked place straight.
That's it.
That he's going before you to take care of what is needed. All that needs to come around you, all that needs to be perfected in you. There's a peace in knowing that. There's a peace that I don't have my own strength to fix my issues. I don't have my own strength to even deal with the things that go on in this body that he created. But God, there's peace in knowing that he can take care of it. He will take care of it. And there's a Holy Spirit comforter inside of me that if I just sit and meditate with God, and he bottles up every tear that you have. So whether you're sitting in a corner somewhere or you're pressed on all sides, you can still have peace to know that he is going to come to your rescue. To God be the glory.
Yes.
That's who it's for.
Amen. And if that's you out there right now listening and your peace is disturbed, if your peace is all messed up and not available, I want to let you know that it's available to you. This shalom, this peace by the power of the Holy Spirit is available to you. God is the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
You know, God the Son, the Prince of Peace. And we have to remember to call on the Father when the storms of life are raging. Come on, when the storms of life are raging, when you're in the boat and the waves are crashing up against the boat, up against your house, up against your marriage, up against your family, up against your business, up against your body, up against your mind, you need the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And the Bible says in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I love
the peace
that.
Of God.
I love that. And even the original scripture that we had today, he will keep you in perfect
keep
peace.
Keep you.
Yeah. Perfect peace.
Keep you in perfect peace no matter
Listen,
what.
No matter what. And I even go to John 16, 32 and 33. I'm just going to focus on 33. Mm-hmm. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation.
Yeah, yeah.
But take heart. I have overcome the world. And you just said that, Dr. Howard, that in your tribulation, in your storm, in your valley, God will be with you. And it says he overcome the world. Mm-hmm. So that means he's already going to bring you out of the circumstance. He's the God of yesterday, today, and forever. He knows the end from the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. So he already has overcome whatever it is that we're going through. Whatever it is you may be suffering in this holiday season, as we heard on a previous show, Lady Vanessa talked about people that are really struggling this time of year with mental and emotional turmoil for things that they've lost, for things that have shifted, for things that changed. But I promise you, looking from the other side, you will get through this. You have to hold on. And that scripture, Isaiah 26:3, says that your thoughts have to be fixed on God.
Hold on.
Fixed on God. When Peter walked on the water, he didn't sink until he took his eyes off of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So when you're in those storms, or when Jesus told the storm to cease because the disciples were worried as the boat was rocking and the storm was coming and Jesus was sleeping, you can rest. There's rest in peace. You can rest knowing that the mighty God of this world, El Elyon, will show up and show out for you.
My. You know, Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. If we could just focus on that, just to give us some peace and assurance, knowing that the word of the Lord will come to pass and it will not come back void. It won't come back void. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your shalom.
Peace.
Oh, hallelujah. You know,
peace.
And one of the things, we could have all types of turmoil going on around us and we can still have peace. And our peace, what it looks like, it's a person who's not anxious. You know, a person who has a sound mind, just believing and trusting and saying, God, because you did it before, you will do it again. And if you just haven't experienced that shalom of God, just delve yourself in the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord will clothe you and wrap his arms around you and give you the strength and the peace and the encouragement that you need in this season. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord
Think
for the great things he has done.
That the reality is that the transformational power of God allows for us to have peace.
Come on, Doc.
Even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of trauma, even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of loss, even in the midst, if you lost your house today, if you lost your job today,
my God,
if your eyes were fixed, if you lost your health today, if your eyes were fixed on the Lord, you would still have peace. You would still have shalom. The word of God tells us in John 14:27, peace I leave with you.
Yes.
My peace I give you. He's giving it to us. I do not give to you as the world gives. The world gives us hell. The world gives us chaos. The world gives us disunity. The world gives us problems. But the word says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. My God, that's what peace will do for you. Somebody out there is listening and they're in desperate, dire need of peace. And my recommendation is call on Jesus. My recommendation is talk to the Lord. Tell him what you stand in need of. He will give it to you. Just open your mouth and ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Don't forget that. No matter what your situation, no matter what your storm is, no matter what you're struggling with right now, God is with you and Jesus loves you. And as we prepare to move into our commercial break, I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. We love you. And we know that the peace that you're looking for is right around the corner in Christ Jesus. God bless you.
Many families and caregivers with a special needs child desperately need a respite break but are unable to afford the costs of a vacation. Inspire for Hope is now organizing a two-day September Pocono retreat at Kalahari Resort for families like these. 2 days of simple fun and fellowship with others sharing their community. Help make this possible. If you're a nursing assistant, home health aide, or other caregiver, volunteer to work and help with morning care, activities, and meals. Help sponsor a family. $550 allows a family the rare opportunity to just get away. To volunteer, to donate, or to find out how your family can join the retreat, contact Inspire for Hope at 484-656-7913. That's 484-653-7913. You can also go to their website, inspireforhope.org. That's Inspire, the number 4, Hope. Hope.org.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tarot oils for all your natural hair needs at myterraoils.com. That's MyTerraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Total Transformation has expanded their reach. If you missed their show on Monday on 860 WWDB, you can also listen to them every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on WTMR 800 AM.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We grooving here on Total Transformation Radio with your boy, Dr. Howard, First Lady Vanessa Howard, and Marcia Moore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We are talking about peace. We're in the Advent season. We're in the second week, y'all. And peace is upon us. Peace is with us.
Amen.
Even though we got some situations and circumstances, we got to know that peace can allow us to overcome. And as we're in our overcoming segment, what have you had to overcome to keep your peace?
Come on.
What challenges have faced you? And now you have to, you're like, God, 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 I need you now because all kinds of hell is breaking loose around me. I know it's the holiday season, but it seems like every time the holiday season comes, there's holiday drama. There's holiday situation. There's holiday relationship challenges. So, God, we need you. How do we overcome this problem of a lack of peace? Look at the world. There's unrest in the world globally. There's unrest in our cities. Oh, God, nationally, there's unrest in our homes.
I am so glad you brought that up, Doc, because when you really break down, when it says he's Jehovah Shalom, when you break Shalom down, it means completeness. It means soundness.
Yeah, yeah.
It means to be whole, sound, and safe.
Yes.
So you have to know that in God's arms, at his feet, at the throne, that you can have the peace that you need when there is unrest. Peace gives you strength in order to reconcile relationships.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with relationships as well. So even those that are divided right now, there's a peace that can come upon you. But if you trust in God's word and believe what he's saying and staying in his presence so that you can get through that season until maybe or blessing reconciliation can come. And even when it doesn't come, God will still give you a peace.
Amen.
I think our peace comes from a level of faith.
Thank you.
It's just like, Lord, I've been here before. And even if you haven't been through the same situation, but he's done it in one form of another your life, whether it was because of a family situation, whether it was through sickness, whether it was, you know, your children was acting out and you needed a breakthrough, whatever it was, you know that God is able to do above and exceedingly more than we could ever think or ask. And we know that when we call on the name of Jesus, he is able to come through. He may not come when we want him, but he is always on time.
He's always on time.
So we trust you, God. We just trust you. Mm-hmm. We trust you knowing that you know best for us. And for whatever reason, whatever we may be going through individually, we know that all things will turn around for its good.
We are all overcomers in Christ, through Christ, with Christ. We can't overcome in our own stuff.
That's it right there.
We're not overcomers just because we got a good job.
With Christ.
Because that job could leave tomorrow. We're not overcomers just because we got good health. Because in a moment's notice, our health could lay us flat on our back. We're overcomers in Christ, through Christ, by Christ. And that's how we walk in the shalom of God. And the shalom is not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of that wholeness. And I like to say that wholeness of the Holy Spirit and completeness. When you're complete in Christ, the devil can't stop you. When you're complete in Christ, my God, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yes,
I'm talking to someone out there who's struggling with peace right now, who's got all kinds of trouble, all kinds of travail, all kinds of trauma. But I know a man. Somebody say, I know a man. I know a man who can bring you peace. I know a man named Jesus who can bring you joy. I know a man who can change your circumstances and take you from lying flat on your back to jumping feet in the air saying hallelujah. Somebody talk about that peace that surpasses all understanding. And if you're listening right now, peace be with you in Christ Jesus. You're an overcomer. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care how they talked about you. I don't care how they set you up. But God said, I know you, and I know your destiny and your purpose, and I'm praying for a miracle and a breakthrough in your life like never before. Peace be still.
Let me tell you how peace... There's different types of peace. We want a psychological peace.
Come on.
Yes. That comfort within, in that inner man. There's a strength in that when your mind tells tricks on you, when your mind starts to believe the lies of the enemy, when we're supposed to cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself above the authority of Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about relational peace, harmony amongst humanity, as we already talked about earlier when Doc was saying this world is at unrest.
Come on.
We're talking about spiritual peace between God and man, where we intercede that men will be drawn back unto God.
Yes,
so there's a peace knowing that you can come back no matter what you went through, even in your storms, if you veered off, there's a peace knowing that God says, come back, prodigal, come back to where I am so that you can have wholeness and completeness in me. So even in your mess, there's a peace to know that God will receive you just as you are, clean you up, wash you up, make you white as snow through the blood of Christ that took on every bruise, every bit of iniquity for you.
Yeah. But you gotta, call on him.
Yes, you do.
You gotta reach to him. You have to accept, you have to repent.
Yeah.
Then you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And then you must believe that he died on that old rugged cross and that in 3 days he rose with all power and glory. And then everything that we're speaking about can manifest in your life. But you must surrender so that you can overcome everything. Every obstacle, every situation. If I think about the obstacles and situations throughout my life, there have been many and there will be many more. But the reality is, when back in the day, I didn't look to Jesus. I didn't look to him. I didn't know him in the way that I know him now and can depend on him and keep my eyes fixed and stayed on him so that we can be in perfect peace. I encourage you today, my God, I encourage you today to believe in Christ and then walk it out by faith and then trust in the peace, the shalom of God, and your life will never be the same. I'm talking to you.
You know, as you were speaking, I just saw two individuals. I saw someone who was having mental ill challenges. Hey, I just want to pray for you right now. That the Holy Spirit will touch your mind. That we will come against every principalities and wickedness and dark places that is playing tricks on your mind.
Come on.
We pray against every principality and we pull down every stronghold over your life right now. This too shall pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And I also saw a young woman with a child. Oh, I am praying for you that the Lord will provide, will provide what you need, that he will send those who will come alongside you to help this season. I just see you and a child just struggling, not knowing where you're going or where you're going to live during this holiday season. Father, make a way. Send your angelic host before her so that you can provide and make a way for her during this time in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, First Lady, for praying for folk. When folk come on your spirit, pray for them. When somebody enters your spirit, pick up the phone and call them. They may need an encouraging word from you. See, God uses us because we're the peacemakers. Or we're supposed to be the peacemakers. But sometimes we bring some hell with us that God needs to burn out of us, to take away from us. And as we spend more time with God, as we spend more time in his presence, and our eyes fixed on him, that changes our heart. And when our heart changes, our mind changes. When our mind changes, our tongue changes. And we begin to walk as we should, loving all of our brothers and sisters, in spite of the controversies, in spite of the issues, in spite of the challenges. We need to be peace on earth.
Yes.
And bring goodwill towards others. Can we do that? Maybe that's you out there looking for an opportunity to connect with someone and love them so that they can walk and flow in the peace that you have as a believer in Christ Jesus.
You know, when I think about the story of Joseph and how he had to overcome betrayal, and the way that he handled that was such peace, knowing that God was going to bring him out. He didn't doubt God, even in his suffering, or even Esther, who transformed fear into courage and found profound peace through her faith.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're so right with that faith piece going along with peace.
Yeah.
And I even look at Matthew 11:28-29. Come unto me, all thee that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
There's a rest in God when you come to him. There's a rest in him when you rest in yourself when you understand that his yoke is easy.
Yeah.
So you have to seek God in what you're doing. I even think about the three Hebrew boys that were in the lion's den.
Come on.
And they had peace. I think of Paul and Silas that were in the jail cell and started to worship so that the chains fell off and the gates could open. They had peace.
And they knew their plight.
Come on.
They knew that they were going to be murdered.
Come on.
You know, they knew what their end was going to be. But even in their walk, they knew that God was using them profoundly in their generation to set the captives free.
Come on.
And to give us hope. So now today we can talk about their witness, my God, and their level of faith.
Come on.
And their level of peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
Yeah. Because listen, our life is not our own anyway.
Come on.
And we're only passing through.
Yes.
But what are we leaving behind?
Yeah.
For the next generation. Yeah.
Don't forget about the healing of the woman with the issue of blood.
Come on.
Found in Mark 5:34, revealing peace through physical restoration, as Marcia spoke about, but through physical restoration, the woman with the issue of blood found peace, my God. And physical restoration. God can heal you from anything.
Listen, she can.
But do you have enough faith to believe that he can?
That's it right
there. Do you have enough faith to believe his word, his promises are yea and amen? And as we prepare for our halftime show, I know it's been fire and I know we've been flying, but we got to get ready for this halftime show. We want to encourage you. Peace be with you. God bless you. Stay with us for our halftime show. We'll be right back on Total Transformation Radio.
Cold winter's night that was so
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here on Total Transformation Radio. Come on, peace be with you as we're in the second week of Advent. Come on, in anticipation for the birth of Christ. We are so excited. We are so excited, and it's been fire. We were in our transformation segment, our overcoming segment, and now our impacting segment. How does the peace of God allow us to not only impact others, but what impact does it have on us so that we can be vessels available for Christ? Available. Somebody say, I need to be available.
I need to be available.
Come on. And we have to believe God and realize that the peace of God surpasses all of our understanding. And sometimes we don't understand why we're going through a given situation. The situation you're going through right now, whether you lost your car, whether you lost your home, whether you lost your job, whether you lost your health, there's a reason, because somebody coming behind you is going to need the God in you. Is going to need to understand the process that you went through, the transformational process, now that you went through, so that you are qualified to impact the lives of others and share the peace of God. How did you get through that situation, someone might ask? I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I needed to give up. I thought I was going to quit and commit suicide. I thought I was going to keep drinking until every bottle was gone. Talk about it. God gives us that peace. He gives us that understanding. He gives us that total wellness and shalom. He gives that to us if we just stay fixed on Him, and then we can impact others.
And I, what I love about what you just said, because we gave you some circumstances that you would need to overcome. But when you come on the other side, you, God bursts peace out of you. That is a fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So out of His love, He perfects peace within you and uses you with peace to help somebody else. So that impacting means once I've come through and I understand that as God is in control of whatever that circumstance, I can come alongside of you now and have peace, give you peace, keep you calm, keep you from being anxiety ridden and depressed. We can intercede for others once you come through and understand God's perfect peace within you. That is how you impact. You impact with bringing peace in your community, peace for societal issues, stand for peace when there's war around you. That's how you impact others in the world.
Yeah, that's good, Marcia. Stand for peace.
Come on.
See, you have to stand for peace. Even in the midst of war, we have to stand for peace, because God is about being a peacemaker. He wants us to be peacemakers. I know sometimes there's war and there's no other way out. But if we can be peacemakers, my God, how different would the world be? If we could stand for peace as a church universal, how different would our cities and towns be?
Come on.
If we could stand for peace in our own homes, how blessed would our marriages and our families be? God needs us to stand for peace in this time, in this dispensation, in this season, as we're preparing to launch into 2024. Are you prepared in your mind?
Hallelujah.
Are you prepared in your spirit? Are you prepared in your body for the journey ahead? The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't want you to fulfill God's given purpose in your life. He doesn't want you to help others. He doesn't want you to be a transformational change agent that will impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The enemy does not want, he wants you dead. And I know you're saying, oh, God, I feel like I'm dying on the inside. Someone out there listening said, I feel like my family has betrayed me and left me. I feel like I don't have no money left. I'm broke, busted, and disgusted because I got laid off my job. And it seems like everywhere I turn, there's a situation and a circumstance. But I want to minister to you today and encourage you today that your breakthrough and your blessing and your peace is right around the corner. Press through your storm and watch God propel you into your purpose.
Come on. I love that, Doc. And I also love that God is just a practical God as well. So there's ways and things that you could do to maintain peace, to be impactful. You know that when you smile at somebody, it can make their day. When it's rough,
come on.
When you hug somebody,
come on.
You can give them peace through a hug. When you're doing something fun or enjoyable with those around you, that can give you peace. Do you know thankfulness and gratefulness can keep you in a state of peace when you forgive?
Oh, yes.
Because unforgiveness robs you of peace.
Yes, come on.
You have to forgive.
Yes.
I know they hurt you. I know they did you dirty. Mm. But you have to forgive. Vengeance is the Lord's. You need to peace to have that peace to keep going.
Yeah.
And trust that God will restore whatever was stolen from you.
Mm.
When you walk in love, there's peace.
Yes, praise God.
Yes.
That's good.
You got to speak peace. You got to speak positive things out of your mouth. You
got to
seek peaceful relationships.
I love that. I love that. And as you said, speak positivity over your mouth. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Glory
your works
God.
Are wonderful.
Yeah.
I know that full well. Last one, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, and I said this before, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Have you been called according to his purpose? See, there's a process to get to a place where God can use you.
Yeah.
And you have to be broken in order for God to set you right so that you can help others come out of their brokenness.
Oh, yes.
So that you can be an agent of change and impact the world, because broken and hurt people hurt people. But when God fixes your broken places, when God sets your broken bone in place, he revives and renews your spirit so that you can be a blessing to the world. Come on, maybe it starts with being a blessing in your house, then being a blessing in your neighborhood, then being a blessing on your job, then being a blessing on radio, then being a blessing on TV, then being a blessing wherever your feet shall trod. We have to be impact players. God didn't allow his only begotten son to die on that old rugged cross on Calvary for us to just sit on the bench. He needs a few good men, a few good women, a few good children to go share the gospel of Jesus Christ without fear.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just want to speak. I want to speak to that person that may be in between some form of conflict with the family or even with a friend, a loved one, and just know that God is going to fix it. And there comes to a point where there's nothing else you can say, mm-hmm. or there's nothing else you can do. You just got to let God work it out. And he will work it out without you even having to say a word.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid.
Yeah.
In 2023 going into 2024, you have to stop being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good.
Fear.
That's good.
Fake evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
The false. Enemy is mm-hmm. false evidence. The enemy is a deceiver. The enemy is a liar.
Hold on, say that again.
False evidence appearing real is the acronym.
False evidence appearing real.
For fear. And the reality is you can't believe the lies.
Come on.
Because if you continue to believe the lies, the enemy will keep you on the bench. He'll keep you broken. He'll keep you bruised. See, you can't get into the game. And I know a lot of us are struggling right now because the Eagles lost and they looked raggedy. And I'm an Eagles fan to the Dallas Cowboys last night.
My sister
and
is rejoicing.
My God, for all y'all Dallas fans out there, sit down. Because fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, my goodness.
Eagles,
oh my God.
Fly. Let me say it again. And we don't have no fear. So that was, oh, God. Oh, God, false evidence appearing real.
Listen, that you just spoke volumes because peace will give you joy.
Oh, come on. Isn't it like a ripple down effect of God's glory?
Come on.
His faith, his hope, Jesus. His love, his Jesus. Joy.
Come on.
It's a bundle.
The joy.
I love that. A bundle.
The joy of the Lord. The
is your
joy
strength.
Of the Lord is my
your strength.
Strength.
Yeah.
The joy. There's so much
that's
power
good.
And joy.
You know, as you were speaking, Doc, I just heard, put all that you are in the hands of God. Like, there's someone that's trying to be so much in control over their life.
Yeah.
That they don't have peace, and you just got to let go and let God. Let him have his way in your life. No matter where he takes you, he knows the thoughts that he has for you.
Yes.
So stop depending on your own thoughts. Like, sometimes we try to be in so much control over our life that we shortchange ourselves. God is trying to take us higher.
Come on.
But we only can see what we can see.
Listen.
Hey, and
he's trying to stretch you. Psalms 29:11 says, the Lord gives strength to his people.
Uh-huh.
The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Mm. Yeah.
He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you that rest.
My God.
You got to let go to allow him to do it.
Let go and let go.
Come on. Look, this is helping all of us.
All of us. I receive it.
And those out there listening. Because the reality is we want to be doing so much all the time. Running here, running there. Anxious about this. Anxious about that. I'm guilty. I love God. I believe God. I trust God. But I'm guilty of that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I know some of you out there listening are guilty of that too.
That's
and saying,
it.
God can't use me because I'm this or
wow.
I did that or I did this. I want to keep it 100
wow.
with you all out there listening. Dr. Howard is guilty of some of these things. And the reality is I have to go to God. I have to repent to God. I have to pray to God. I have to ask forgiveness to God. And then he'll say, my son, let me dust you off a little. Let me clean you up a little bit. And let me push you even a little further. He said, because I'm preparing you. And I'm speaking to somebody out there right now listening. I'm preparing you to propel into your purpose. But I got to break some stuff up in you.
Come on.
I have to tear some stuff up in you so that you can go out with authority and power. When you walk in God's power, no man, no woman, no child, no thing on earth or heaven or hell can stop you.
That's it.
When you tap into and plug into God, who is the source of your peace, you can have a worshiping spirit. You worship, you pray, and you fellowship with God. That's where your peace will come from. Then you can be an impact to others to bring them peace, to calm somebody's mind through prayer who's stressed, who's struggling, as Vanessa said earlier, who wants to have control of everything and everything goes haywire where you have no control.
Yep.
God will allow that. Ooh, as Doc says,
Jesus.
You not only have to cast your cares on him,
Jesus.
You have to obey what he asked you to do.
Yep.
You have to change your ways. You have to walk in love.
Yes.
You have to honestly seek him to know that you can receive that peace. Was it Psalms 34:11 or 34:14? We are to seek peace and pursue it. Mm-hmm. You got to go for that thing.
Yeah.
Like you go for that job and you want that promotion and you do everything that you have to do to shine for that promotion. God is saying, if you come to me, if you give me all of you, I can give you peace because I am peace.
I want to say this one last thing. That boils it down to self-care.
And Come on.
That's part of our self-care.
Yeah.
Our mental health, you know, physical health, emotional health.
If
you want to have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, then that you have to meet him in your quiet place, you know, and your devotional time with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And we will close with this before we go into our preacher's corner. As we navigate the complexities of our world, may the timeless lessons from biblical peace inspire hope in you and guide your pursuit of shalom in every area of your life and in every season of your life. We're going into the Preacher's Corner on Total Transformation Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Pastor Leah, and I bring you greetings from the Victory Tribe Online Ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. I'm reading the New Living Translation. It reads, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Listen, during this time of year, it is easy to get overwhelmed with the stress and anxiety and worry and cares of this world. Whether we're concerned about a recent health diagnosis, how a bill is going to get paid, a grieving, a loved one that went on to glory, or we're worried about being able to afford that gift your child's been asking about for the last 6 months, it is tempting to allow our minds to wander and become fixated on everything but on the Word of God. Listen, this is the trick of the enemy to get us to forfeit our peace, to give up our birthright to the peace of God that passes all understanding. For those of you who are listening right now, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I know you've been promised that God would keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind focused on him, when you trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not into your own understanding. So today I pray that God would help you to resist the temptation to be distracted, to stay focused on heavenly things, and to know that no matter what circumstances you're facing, the peace of God belongs to you. It is what God has given to you as his child. Maybe you're saying, "I don't know the peace that you speak of." Perhaps it's because you don't know Jesus. So if you don't know him, let me give you the greatest gift you could ever receive during this holiday season. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the person that's listening today. I thank you that as they begin to admit that they can't do anything aside from you, that they would confess with their mouths and they would believe in their hearts that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for their sins. And because he rose again with all power in his hands, now they have power over anxiety. They have power over fear. They have power over worry, shame, and guilt. Father, I thank you for being their Lord and Savior today. Father, I ask you to come into their heart. I ask you to make them your child today by the spirit of adoption. Father, I thank you for the gift of salvation that's available to everyone under the sound of my voice today. It's in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, you are now adopted into the family of Christ Jesus, those that have peace available to us at any moment by simply fixing our minds on him. Thanks for listening. Be blessed.